YouTube has announced some new generative AI tools for Shorts creators. So today we're going to kind of walk through those with you, talk about some strategies you could use to grow on YouTube. Speaking of which, Jaden and I released a very interesting episode about this exact topic over on our YouTube channel, our school committee, sorry. And so, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school committee?
Yeah, so every week we record an exclusive piece of content that's over there. And this week I've been doing a whole bunch with YouTube Shorts, and I've figured out some really cool ways to, I basically cracked the algorithm for YouTube, I believe. So if you want to check out that video, we break down all the strategies I've used. I basically am opening up my analytics tab on a YouTube channel that I'm running and showing you the analytics of all the clips, where they took off. I'm showing you the exact format of how I made the clips and how I'm using short form to boost long form. It's like, there's the insider strategies. Trust me, this is not published anywhere else in the world. If you have a business or a career that you think would benefit from growing with video or YouTube, which I think basically all of them can, I would definitely recommend checking out this video. It's over on the AI Hustle School community. It's $22 a month. Every week we raise it a dollar. Last week it was $21, and it's going to keep going up. But if you want to lock in the $22 a month, if you get it now, as it goes up in the future, it won't be raised on you, so you can lock in that price. Go check it out. Seriously, every single week there's a new one. And this week it is crazy. I'm just excited because I feel like I finally cracked the short form content, which I have been trying to do for like a year now. All right, let's get into a bunch of new features that were announced. So yeah, they basically have AI tools that you can use in Shorts now. The thing that I will say as we go over these features, it's really crazy. I don't know if you see these, Jamie, but I have seen so many viral. Like when I say viral, it's like 40 million, like 80 million, like mega viral, it completely AI generated clips. And I think there's probably a novelty factor. So I don't think the novelty factor will last forever. Maybe this is a good time to like take advantage of that. YouTube Shorts is monetized right now. Like I have a brother-in-law that he makes YouTube Shorts. He has a channel and he's been doing it for a couple months now. And it just is finally starting to take off. And he's making like, because it's monetized, he's making like $4,000 a month, making a few shorts a day, basically. So I think this is a really interesting, like if you just wanted to do it for money, like that's an option. But if you want to do it to grow your business, I also have a brother that has, from YouTube Shorts, basically exclusively grown to 2 billion views and has grown a very successful YouTube channel and business as well, like just off of the YouTube Shorts. So I really think of all the social media in the world, YouTube Shorts is the number one platform I'm the most bullish on, like today. And this changes, right? Like if you had asked me like 6 months ago, it would have been LinkedIn. I saw some crazy growth on LinkedIn. Right now, anyone I think can print money with YouTube Shorts, promoting your product or just making ad revenue. So we're going to get into the features, all that out of the way. Jamie, what is your YouTube short strategy? What's exciting with you about some of these features?
Yeah, so they have their VO3 video generation model integrated now. It's called VO3 Fast. So it's like a light version of VO3. It's currently at 480p, so not super high resolution, but still enough to post. I mean, you know, not the best, but I think it's exciting, one, because this is just a starting point, right? It's going to get better as time goes on. But actually, I was just looking on my app and I already have access to this feature. Basically, when you go to create a YouTube short, up in the top right corner, there's the Gemini star with like a circle around it. You click on that and then you can do AI video generation for your shorts. This is kind of like and on mine at least, it's like a pretty primitive right now. That's really the only thing can do. But some of the other features that they have announced are really exciting. One of them is that you can basically create your own AI background behind you. So if you really want to get creative with your background, and then it'll cut out, you know, your face, your body, and superimpose you on that background. So kind of like the green screen effect, but now you can do really creative backgrounds, which I think could get interesting. Jaden, what other use cases are there out there right now? What else have they announced?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of interesting things. One that I think is really fascinating is edit with AI. So of course you can go, like you mentioned, to just create like a pure AI generated video. And like they have example clips. It's like this Greek dude, like back in the day wearing his toga, and then he's like playing the electric guitar. And like, that's funny. But like, you can also edit a existing video using AI, which I thought was really fascinating. So they basically have it where you can like upload images and you can turn them into videos. So they'll have like a person standing, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know, make her do karate. And all of a sudden that person is like going around doing karate or whatever. So I think that's kind of interesting, especially if you want to make yourself I mean, like, basically, the crazy thing with that is you could just be sitting in your bed one day. I'm not saying this is like the strategy everyone should use, but the use case is interesting. You could be sitting in your bed one day, or you're in the office. You want to make a video where it's like you giving some sort of presentation or doing a cartwheel on the beach in Hawaii. You're not in the beach in Hawaii. You don't have to go to the actual location. You upload a picture of yourself. You just generate it, and it's exactly you. And I think that that's really interesting because it's not just like, oh, I created like, I don't know, all these like mega viral YouTube clips I've seen where it's like a whale like jumps out of the air and then like a tornado like sucks it up. And it's like, wow, this was a once in a billion year like video. And then half the people on Facebook are like, that's crazy. And the other half are like, no, guys, please, this is AI. But anyways, I think like those are kind of funny, but I think you actually can make some useful things once you start doing like this like take photo of yourself and just get it to make a clip, especially if like, I don't know, you think a lot of the comedians or people that are making funny bits and they got to make all these creative shots all over the place. It's so high effort. You could do a lot of that much faster. So I think that's interesting. And that's a pretty cool feature that they rolled out, I'd say.
Yeah. And without getting too much into our bonus content we released over on our school community, it is kind of like a volume game as well too with yes. YouTube right now. Like the more shorts you can get out, the faster your channel is going to grow. And so if you're trying to grow a channel and you're trying to come up with content to post, this will make it creating content a lot easier. Like you said, you can just take a photo and generate content out of it. And that's a really, really powerful feature, I believe.
Yes. Another interesting thing you can do is you can link a video to an image. So beyond just like getting a picture and turning a picture into a video, which I think there's a lot of platforms that do that. They have this thing called AdMotion, where basically you can pick an image and then you can pick like a video of like a ballerina or someone doing karate or whatever. And it turns you into that person doing that thing. So
nice.
I think basically the thing that I like about that is, let's just say you did the one where my first example where it's like you take a picture of yourself and like make me do ballet. Who knows what that's going to look like? Sometimes that would look funny. But if you go find a video of a ballerina doing ballet and then you just a picture of yourself and just like make me them, that could be like, you basically know what the output's going to look like ahead of time. And you know that like all the physics of the video are going to like look accurate and not look bad. So I think that's kind of cool. I think a lot of people might be concerned about this for deep fakes, right? Like you can imagine I could get a picture of Jamie and I could have a video of him beating me up, right? But it's really just, I don't know, a video of someone else beating me up. But like, you know, so I think a lot of people could be concerned about the deep fake element of that. And I think that they'll have to do some like verification and different things. So it's something that we'll see more and more. Like you mentioned earlier, these videos right now are only in 480p. They're kind of low quality. It's pretty obvious. YouTube's going to label them. There's like all these different things. But I think in the future, whether it's YouTube or other platforms, right? Like if YouTube's doing this, that means the capabilities are going to be available other places. It is something that people will kind of be concerned about or looking at. So the thing that I wanted to mention is who is getting this. This is rolling out to the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They're going to add more regions in the future, but these are kind of the first ones that they're testing out. It is lower quality. So I do think that's an interesting thing to note there. But overall, this is really fascinating. And they also have the ability, which I love to get your take on, Jamie, but to actually create music. So Google has an AI music model called Lyrica 2 or Lyria 2. And you can actually create music. So would you find this useful as like a YouTube creator to have AI generated music on this?
I mean, I think that's hugely beneficial because, you know, up to this point, if you wanted, you know, non-copyrighted music, you'd have to either pay for a service or in the past, you know, do an AI generated song from, let's say, Suno AI. It's still kind of cumbersome with your workflow to have to do that and then import it and use it. So having it built in, I think, is really handy. So another thing to mention, I think we kind of glossed over the AI edit feature, but we have talked about in the past how the captions app is great for this.
Yep.
You know, if you have a long form clip, you want to chop it up into a short, it'll add captions and do a nice AI edit. I'm excited to try this because, again, having it in platform and not have to like go to a third party app to edit is really handy as well. Plus, I think YouTube is just putting a lot of effort into their technology. So I'm excited to try it. I hope it's equally as good or if not better than captions, but we'll see.
Yeah. And okay. And to bring that up, I think captions is interesting because you give it your video and it will like do the edit. So it'll make like transitions and cuts and like captions and like it'll kind of make this like polished short, which I think is cool. I personally use it and I get like 1,000 views on every video I make with it for my AI chat podcast. So like I see the value in captions. What they're doing, I think, is even a step further more interesting. It's a little bit more hands-on, but basically you can use it to animate a still image, you add a bunch of different styles to the video. So you could say like, okay, you know, take this video of me, make it pop art, or, you know, make this video of me origami.
Yeah.
You can add objects in, right? So you could say like, you know, you do this like funny dance, or you're like fighting, but then all of a sudden you say, okay, generate like a sword in my hand. So now I'm holding a sword and like a knight or something. So right. You're using the AI to generate and manipulate the actual video that you currently have. I think that is so cool. So yeah, you're basically just explaining it, and it's going to add characters or props into your video, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I do think that's really crazy. And I know a lot of people are going to like hate on it because they're like, well, it's just kind of low quality. It's 480p right now. And like, these things are getting better, and I think I would recommend everyone go and try making a couple videos with this today, even if you're not like, this is the greatest thing in the world, because basically you need to figure out how to use this and incorporate into your workflow, as you know, this is going to be 1080p in a few months and maybe 4K, and like basically these things are just going to get better and better, and this is, I think, the future of how videos are going to be created. So really, really crazy, a lot of the stuff that's coming out here.
For sure. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you are listening. We really appreciate those and read every single one. And also, again, don't forget to check out the AI Hustle School community, where we go into in-depth about some of these strategies and how you can actually make money with them. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.